Both of these things are very related, especially when it comes to police violence. Sandy Hudson, the founder of BLM Canada, told Newsweek, pointing out that early policing in both nations came in the form of slave patrols. That's the history, and you see the impact of that history today in the way that police continue to view and treat black people and indigenous people as people to be patrolled, to be surveilled. Just as in the United States and other parts of the world, the protests in Canada have been given a very human face by recent deaths resulting from encounters with police, including that of Regis Korjinski-Paquette, a black and indigenous Toronto woman who fell from the 24th floor balcony after her mother called police to help her daughter through a mental health crisis. The exact circumstances of her death are unclear, but her mother has said she called police in hopes that they would de-escalate the situation. Instead, she believes their presence made things worse. Also, adding to unrest, the death earlier this month of Chantelle Moore, an Indigenous woman who was fatally shot by police in Edmundston, New Brunswick, during what was meant to be a wellness check. The Edmundston police force had been asked to check on Moore's well-being, but when they arrived, police said Moore was holding a knife and making threats. An officer responded by firing their weapon at her 5 times, killing her. What comes next? The deaths of Korjinski-Paquette and Moore within a week's time of each other have prompted debate in Canada about why police are being tasked with responding to non-criminal crises in the first place. It's a question being asked a lot these days as activists in many countries embrace an idea that's been gaining traction in the United States since Floyd's death: defunding the police.